Expect that a lot will be said in Trinidad and Tobago over the next 2 days about crime in the Caribbean. While Barbados has seen a lull in killings and shootings so far this year, thanks to a truce among local gang leaders, it's not the same in other CARICOM states today. For instance, St. Lucia, Trinidad and Jamaica are making the headlines on a regular basis because of the violence in those countries. Alison Drayton, Assistant Secretary General with the CARICOM Secretariat, has been sharing her views on what the region is seeking to achieve in trying to treat violence as a public health issue.
Of course, there has been a lot of discussion over the years about the drivers of crime, but I think the approach that the Caribbean is taking on really trying to, I see it as a engagement in reshaping policy to actually look at it as a public health issue, pulling the determinants through. And I would assume, I would hope that, you know, it's the beginning of a process in which pulling that through kind of reverberates back into, and then how do we deal with criminality, not necessarily driven by the assumption that it's people who are either inherently driven toward violence and criminality, or pushed toward it because their economic circumstances leave few options. That may be the case, but then we open up and we look at, then how do we start to build a more supportive environment? If we think of it as a development problem, that may also, for many of the governments, influence how they think about allocating budgets, or maybe even eventually rethinking how education is delivered, how and where. When, as I said, I already mentioned some of the health issues, the challenges, but we also don't discuss enough if there is a sharp uptick in crime, which there has been in almost all of our countries for obvious reasons, given the last 2.5 years, the mental health impacts on the victims. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, our courts, which are still very much shaped by our colonial past, in how we deal with these issues. Are there issues there that require a rethink? And of course, for this region, I feel that always our strength is when we come at policy issues at the highest level together, and then the countries look at pulling down from that what works in their national circumstance. But a lot, we get to brainstorm and think together, which brings the best of our region collectively and different perspectives, and you know, saves a lot of resources in a way. And then the resources go into the national level of, okay, we kind of have a design. How do we want to operationalize it for us in Barbados, for us in Trinidad, for us in Dominica, bringing that national context in?
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.